Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he was being raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to take my sermon reading from this gospel in Matthew 28, but I want to concentrate this morning on verses 1 to 10. The angels in Matthew's gospel remind me of my Australia Post parcel delivery bloke. And you know the one who drops off the parcels at your door when you buy stuff at Coorong or at eBay or at Amazon or, you know, some nice girly smelling shop that you've ordered your makeup and your perfumes from or whatever. And sometimes you have to sign for them, and he puts a little plastic black stick in your hand, doesn't he? So that you can scribble an undecipherable signature on his little electronic device. And I've noticed that my delivery bloke is very focused on his job. He's there for one thing, and that's to deliver my parcel. He's not there to sell it to me. He doesn't come and say, "Hello, Mr. Taylor. I have an excellent selection of theological books from Coorong Christian Bookstore. I hear you're in the market for some. By the way, there's a rebate coupon enclosed as well. They all come highly recommended." He's there to deliver a package, isn't he? He's not there to sell it to me. He's not there to be my mate, my buddy, and emphasize with me either. He doesn't come and say, "Hello, Mr. Taylor. How are you feeling about these books that you've ordered? I know anxiety can be part of the process of receiving a parcel. So I just want to reassure you that it will be a positive experience to receive these books." No, he doesn't do that, does he? He doesn't do that. My Australia Post parcel delivery bloke, he comes and he rings my doorbell, he hands me the parcel, and then he holds out his little black plastic pen and he has me sign his electronic device. The angel in Matthew's Gospel, all the angels in Matthew's Gospel are like my Australia Post parcel delivery bloke. They're focused on their job to deliver the good news. They're not there to sell it to us. They're not there to be our friends or to empathize with us. They're there to deliver their parcel this morning. And it's up to us to sign for it, to open it, and to use it. The good news from an angel is only ever preceded by one short preliminary sentence. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will name him John. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, shepherds. I bring you good news of great joy that shall be to all people. Do not be afraid, Joseph. Take Mary as your wife. Her baby is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Name him Jesus. He's going to save all people of their sins. Do not be afraid, the angels say. And then they deliver their package. You sign for it. You open it. And you use it. I especially love the angel in Matthew's version of the resurrection. This is an angel who knows how to make a grand entrance. He comes with a mighty flourish, a great earthquake. Then he rolls back the large stone. It's a large sealed stone. And this angel has an attitude, doesn't he? Because after he rolls back the stone, what does he do? Sits on it. Possibly with his big angelic arms crossed like that, as he looks over to the guards, who are now displaying certain physical symptoms of extreme terror. Our text says they became like dead men. The angel says nothing to the guards. He does not tell them, do not be afraid. The message is now reversing. For the servants of human power, the message is now reversing. For Caiaphas, the chief priest, the message is being reversed. For Pilate, the message is being reversed this morning. And that's what God thinks this morning of all human effort, of all human power that tries to put Messiah in the tomb. The tomb will not be a prison cell for the Prince of Peace this morning. The tomb will not be the Son of God's final resting place. However, for this angel's main message, he turns towards Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And what does he say? Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has been raised, as he said. Now, Matthew wants to make sure that we notice those three little words, as he said. Because in Matthew's gospel, Jesus told us so three times. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tried to deliver the good news package to his disciples on three separate occasions. But they refused to sign for it. And this is where the rubber meets the road for all of us here this morning. This is where this text speaks to our 21st century lives. And it asks us a big question this morning. Why do we, like the disciples, despite the witness of Scripture, despite the witness of tradition, despite the witness of our lives of worship and our lives of service, why do we still come to so many situations looking for death when we have been promised life is waiting for us? Why do we do that? It's a good question, isn't it? Why do we still come to so many situations looking for death when we have been promised life is waiting for us? Is it because when we look at the past, we see that life has dashed our hopes? Things didn't turn out or don't turn out the way we hoped. Circumstances went against us, or other people disappointed us or hurt us, or our health has taken a turn for the worst. Why is it that we only hear the first half of Jesus' prediction? The Son of Man will suffer and be killed. And we forget what comes next. Why do we come to so many situations alert to the signs of death? Fully alert to disappointment. Fully alert to defeat. When we have been promised life and hope and victory is waiting here and there. Is it because we look to the future? With what we know of life, we know that difficult situations lie ahead. Is that what's the problem? If you hear nothing else this morning, if you hear nothing else, hear this. Whatever age you are you willing to sign for the good news that Jesus rose, not just died, but that he rose in the face of loss that comes with increasing age? That's my question for everyone this morning. Are you willing to say yes to the risen Lord this Easter, despite your life's circumstances? This morning, answer the front door, my friends. Answer the front door. It's an angel with a delivery, with a parcel that says, "Do not be afraid. He has been risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. Sign for it here." The angel's work is done, my friends. And now your work begins. Will you sign for the good news? Will you unwrap it? And will you live by it? Will you sign for the good news that your future is a series of situations, whether your life is in the garden or your life is in a graveyard? The main point of this Easter message is that wherever you find yourself in this life, Jesus has gone ahead of you. And with Jesus in your life, you can meet defeat with victory. You can meet disappointment with hope. And you can meet death with life. He is not here. He has been raised. Come and see the place where he lay. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honour, glory, might, power, and dominion, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.